Yo, what up, Vancouver? You're now tuned into the sounds of So Salacious on CITR 101.9 FM. We are every Sunday at 6 to 7 p.m., and we've got a very special show today. We've got a guest all the way from Australia. He goes by the name of Slink, and he is well immersed in the ghetto funk scene all over the world. He's traveled everywhere, basically. We'll be having him on at about 6:30 p.m. He's right in the middle of his Canadian tour, which will probably be ending at the end of the month. We've got some tickets to give away. His show will be next Thursday at Shine Nightclub. Call in to win those pair of tickets. The number is 604-822-8648. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up for him. You are listening to Party Time featuring MC Kitsch on So Salacious 101.9 FM. This is Fatboy Slim, Mad Flava. This is the Slink remix. Today's show, we're doing all Slink, all hour. We've actually got a song coming on right after this. It's called Fried Chicken. It's actually originally by Rufus Thomas. Slink had done this remix, and nobody has heard this. This hasn't been released anywhere, so stay tuned. We got about 2 minutes left of this song. We're going to get into that new one. Yeah.
Hi, this is DJ Wah, inviting you to join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. here on 101.9 CITR for Techno Progressivo.
This is the house that funk built. This is the house that funk built.
Techno Progressivo is the only radio show in Vancouver where you'll hear the best mix of new tech house, techno, and progressive house.
A body bang. A
So join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. for Techno Progressivo.
House music.
Despite the fact that 8 in 10 Canadians are against warrantless and costly online spying, the government remains stubborn, set to cement this scheme into law. With their huge PR budget, they've unleashed a reckless and irresponsible campaign that suggests warrantless collection of our private data is on par with a phone book. We can't let them trick Canadians. Go to www.openmedia.ca now to find out what you can do to get involved and stop this smoke and mirrors campaign the government has started.
This is the newest unreleased track by Slink. This is Rufus Thomas. This is Slink's Fried Chicken Remix.
Listen to me for just a few moments.
Go well with a chicken.
Checking out on me, are you?
Here's one of Slink's latest releases. This is Dance Across the Bass. You're listening to Slink, Dance Across the Bass on CITR 101.9 FM, So Salacious. So for those of you just tuning in right now, you're listening to So Salacious on CITR 101.9 FM. This is an all Slink hour. We've got Slink, he's going to be doing an interview with us at about 6:30 p.m., so stay tuned. He is in Calgary right now, so we'll be calling out from the studio. We've got some interesting questions for him today, and we are also giving away a pair of tickets to Shine Nightclub this Thursday, March 14th. We're actually going to throw out a huge thank you to Dunks of the Funk Hunters for putting the show together. We had him on the show last October. He'll be supporting Slink this coming Thursday, so you can look forward to him being there too. Basically, if you hadn't heard the song that we played at about 6:13, then I highly recommend you check out the podcast of the show after it gets posted up. We played an exclusive song that hasn't been released anywhere. Highly suggest you check it out. Really awesome. And yeah, stay tuned. 6:30, we're talking to Slink. Oh, right, before I forget, that number to claim those tickets. We've had a couple of callers, but I'll give you guys a call once we have reached the verdict on who gets the tickets. The phone number is 604-822-8648, and that is for a pair of tickets for Shine Nightclub to see Slink and Dunks. Just heard another track from Slink that was Get Up and Dance. We've got an M Beat remix on now. This is Incredible General, the Slink remix.
Incredible.
All right, Vancouver and Canada, and anyone who is listening to the show on CITR.ca, we've got our very special caller online right now. He's just on hold. I'm going to throw him onto the airwaves, and we'll get right into this interview. Again, anybody wanting to claim those tickets for his show this Thursday at Shine, the number is 604-822-8648. All right, let's get into this interview in about 10 seconds. Yo, Slink, you here?
Yo.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Yeah, pretty good. How are you, man?
Good, good, good. I just want to make sure you can hear me all right. We've had a few interviews over the phone that the connection hasn't always been the greatest. But you got me?
Okay.
Cool.
Right.
Sorry?
Yeah?
Yeah, okay, right on. Yeah. So, everybody listening, this is Slink. He's all the way from Brisbane, Australia. We're talking to him in Calgary, and you're listening to So Salacious. Slink is in the middle of his Canadian tour. He's got about another month of his show. So, I just want to say thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate you coming on. It's a pleasure to have you. So, how has it been coming along?
No worries, man.
Sorry?
No worries, man.
Oh, sweet. Thanks, man. How has the tour been coming along, and what was your best show yet?
So far, the tour has been awesome. I love coming to Canada. It's always a pleasure to play for you Canadian crowds. You always just, like, show me so much love. So, yeah, I've just been here. I think the couple of standout shows are definitely Fanny. Always Fanny. Love. Playing for Kyle and those guys down there. Dan Moffat opened for me, and he did a great job.
Yeah.
And Calgary, Calgary at 10 for Supreme Muscle Party with Colin Sound. That was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. The place was packed. It was really fun. I had a great time. I'd never seen Colin Sound DJing before, so I was so excited to see them play and meet them and stuff. So, yeah.
Awesome, man. I know everybody, at least in Vancouver, is really, really looking forward to your show here. I knew that you were going to be playing at the Anza Club that's been switched to Shine, and Dunks from the Funk Hunters will be opening for you guys. Yeah, so it's really awesome.
Coming on Thursday.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm stoked. I've actually been there once before, like years ago. I saw U-Turn play there, and I was so stoked. I'm a big fan of his, like his Body Works mixtapes and stuff. So I'm excited to play there myself. It's going to be wicked.
Cool, man. I see you've been doing a lot of collaborations over SoundCloud and Juno Download. What has your favorite collaboration been?
Well, just before I came to Canada, Sticky Buds was over in Australia for his tour, and his first stop was Brisbane, my hometown, and we decided to jump into the studio, and we had like a crazy like 17-hour studio session, and wrote a song, and it was really fun working with him, actually. We haven't released it yet, but keep an eye out for it. It's coming out.
Awesome, man.
But yeah, there was a Sticky Buds line. I really enjoyed working with the Ski Tour boys as well.
Yeah,
we're actually we're gonna have a couple of days together in Whistler, in Squamish, actually, at Tim Livingstone Studio. So we're gonna see how that goes. Maybe write something. Maybe write another song together. But yeah,
fantastic.
Who else has been collaborating with recently? Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, really keen on working
the Ski Tour and that. But yeah. Cool, man. Awesome. Yeah, we had Ski Tour actually on the show as well just a little while ago. Loving the ghetto funk, man. Personally, I just found out about it probably, just under a year ago, and basically it blew my mind. I haven't been able to get away from it. How about yourself?
You got a bug, hey? Yeah, I love this. I think it's a cool sound because I think you gotta make sure that the ratios between the ghetto and the funk are like the correct ratios. You know what I mean? If it's all ghetto, then it's still cool. But I like my stuff more on the funky spectrum of the ghetto funk stuff.
I hear you, man. You know, you've got such a wide variety of tunes. You know, a lot of the tracks that I have heard you play, I've never even heard these originals before. I got to hand it to you, man. You got some great stuff. Where do you discover a lot of these tunes?
Man, I'm a huge nerd, so I just sit on the internet all day looking up music. Recently, I've been listening to a lot of Wii Funk Radio. I don't know if you've heard of that. It's like a Montreal college radio station. I don't know if I'm supposed to be plugging a different radio station.
Yeah.
But it's really cool. They play just 90s hip hop and funk all the time, and I can't get enough of it. I've been listening to that a lot and learning a lot more about funk music, actually, from Professor Grooves and DJ Static. They're killer dudes. They know their stuff. Other than that, just cruising around the internet, looking at YouTube and... Yeah, just
right on.
Pick up music from wherever I can.
To tell you the truth, the majority of my show here, I find so much from SoundCloud, and I find SoundCloud such an amazing tool for finding new music. You know, you find artists that you like, and then artists they like, and so forth and so forth, and it's like a never ending spiral of amazing music. I just want to ask you, when did you start making music professionally, and what were you doing before it kind of took off?
I started experimenting with production when I was about 16 years old. Mm-hmm. I got this PlayStation game my dad bought it for me called Music, and it was basically a basic production studio thing on PlayStation, and you had all the pieces of a song and just kind of arranged it, and it was really fun. I loved it. And I just, was using music instead of doing my schoolwork, and I just really loved it. Honestly, before I started using music professionally and DJing professionally, I was just working at a gas station, man.
Oh, yeah? The American dream.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
I honestly didn't think I would get this far, so... I'm really happy that, everyone is digging my sound and supporting me by coming to my shows and stuff. So I'm really thankful for full of fans and stuff. So, you know, getting me to where I am right now.
No doubt.
Enough thoughts for everybody. So,
yeah. Well, awesome, man. You know, like, we've had amazing responses from listeners. You know, like, a lot of the time I find myself, I have to kind of, like, restate what the song is a couple times in order for everybody to kind of to know exactly what it is. We've had a lot of callers calling in asking what these songs were, and, you know, like, almost every time I'm like, it's Slink, man. Like, they're loving it. We got a great response in Vancouver. Why don't you tell the listeners about any projects you might have in the works?
Well, I just did a show with Neil on stage last time, which went really well. And, he drove me to Calgary and we had lunch. And we got a couple of days here in Calgary. And we're talking about maybe, like, trying something in the studio. So that could be something that we could get going on. Yep. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm open to it. I've got a ghetto funk EP finish, which is ready to release. That'll be coming out soon. And I wrote a bunch of songs for our last to Canada, and when you hire them, I'm just going to start releasing them for free. I'm really excited for you guys to hear it. Actually, did you end up playing that Fried Chicken song I sent you, man?
Yeah, I did. I actually had a caller call in while that was playing, to tell you the truth. Like, man, like, the response that I've got from you, like, having you on my show is just incredible. You know, it may be good for you to get this exposure, but, man, this has been fantastic for me. It's been fantastic for CITR, the radio station, as well. So I think we all win here. Yeah, man.
I can't wait to get that song away for free. It'll probably come out after my tour sometime. I might release a mixtape and then release the song for everybody to download for free, of course. But yeah, other projects. I can't think of anything else at the moment. I'm just going to get busy. SM9 just came out, so I'm all inspired. I'm going to get in the studio when I get home and just write a shit ton of music.
Fantastic. What would some of your advice be for anybody kind of just starting out? You know, what can we tell the kids?
Well, I've actually been doing, like, a little bit of teaching in Brisbane, so I've kind of been thinking about, you know, like, what I would tell someone if they were just starting that. And I think, like, the best advice I can give you is, like, to not sit down in a blank Terry check and just try and write a song. Mm-hmm. You know, up front. Like, you're better off, you know, writing some drums and just focusing on doing drums that day, and then next day, like, learn how to use a synth and then maybe make some synth patches and stuff, and then sort of build up a library. And then when you do feel inspired to write a song, you've got, like, pieces ready to go and just drag them in, and then, you know, you want to keep that inspiration sort of snowballing, and you don't want to stop that momentum, you know, by trying to learn how to use the synth. You just want to be like, I need a bass line. You just drag it in, you know, and pick one from your library that you created earlier. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You can really, like, keep that inspirational, like, snowball, like, momentum thing going forward. And that's when writing music is really exciting. You know, you start getting stoked on your own song, like, dancing in the studio. It's a good feeling when you get it happening and it all works.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, that's my advice. Just split things up into, like, different sessions and build up a library first.
All right. Well, you heard it from Slink, boys and girls.
I've fun with it as well.
right on.
I've had fun with it.
Exactly. And that's always the point. Have fun. And we've got probably the most important, and unfortunately this is the final question of the evening. We've got a bunch of your tracks to play until the hour's all done, but if you were any animal, what animal would you be?
And I don't know. I think I kind of want to be a seal, because I reckon, like... I can feel the color of mermaids.
Yeah.
Think about it, man. It's like, seals kind of got, like, a snout looking like a dog. Like, if a dog was a mermaid, it would be a seal. That's what I'm saying.
Good. All right. Well, now we know, because I know there's been a question on probably a lot of people's minds. It's finally out there.
It's one of the most important pressing questions of the evening, for sure.
I'd say for sure. You know, You shouldn't leave Canada before we know this vital information. All right. Well,
I'm glad you asked.
Thanks, man. You know what? It's been a pleasure having you. Really appreciate you coming on the show. Big props to Dunks for getting this event together at Shine next Thursday. We've had a couple callers call in, and we will kind of decide who will take the tickets at the end of the show. Do you want to do you want any shout outs? Sorry,
I'm really excited for the show in Vancouver. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be cool to hang out with Dunks and those kind of players.
Awesome, man. Do you want to do any shout outs while we got you on air?
Oh, just if anyone's digging my sound on the radio, make sure you check out soundcloud.com/splink. And if you like what you hear, head over to my Facebook fan page. It's facebook.com/evanslink. That's Evan. That's Link. And show me some love.
Right on. You heard it from Slink.
Big shout out to my manager, Thomas. He's like doing a really good job. He's actually driving me right now to my mate Hazard's place. He's a champ.
Fantastic. All right, man. Thanks a lot. And good luck on your tour. And we will see you next Thursday.
Three guys. Thanks, Nathan.
Thank you. You are listening to Slink. This is his Boogie's Gonna Get Ya mixtape. We're actually playing this underneath of the interview that we were doing with him just a few minutes ago. My interview beats weren't working on our CD player, so I had to throw in this. Although this is only about 25 days old, you can check it out on his SoundCloud, www.soundcloud.com/slink, S-L-Y-N-K. We've got a couple more tracks. Actually, you know what? What we'll probably end this show with today is last year's Shambhala Fractal Forest mix that Slink had done. It is recorded onto SoundCloud. Again, check it out. We've got a couple PSAs, and we'll get right back into it.
And starts every Sunday at 6 p.m. for an hour jam-packed with hip-hop, funk, breaks, swing, and other alternative genres. Every Sunday at 6 p.m. but only on CITR 101.9 FM.
The hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
Mr. Steeston Mike, welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
This is Slink's Shambhala Fractal Forest live mix that he's got on SoundCloud. He played at Shambhala last year. He played the year before. Let's keep our fingers crossed and see if he plays this year. You are listening to Slink on CITR 101.9 FM. So salacious. We've had four callers call in. If you want to be considered for these pair of tickets for Slink's show this Thursday at Shine, please call in. The number is 604-822-8648. You are listening to Slink's Shambhala Mix from last summer. We have had so many callers call in. We have had Shane, Jennifer, Sarah, Tariq, Yumi, Brian, Cyrus. I think there's a couple more. If I had missed you, I'm sorry. The phones have been blowing up. We'll be announcing the winner in about 2 minutes now. Boo, so salacious. CITR 101.9 FM. All right, Vancouver, the time has come, and we are about to make the decision on who these pair of tickets will go to for Slink at Shy Nightclub this Thursday, the 14th. Dunks will be opening from the Funk Hunters. It's going to be an amazing show. Basically, we've had about probably 9 callers call in now, so this is going to have to be completely random. I'm going to go eeny, meeny, miny, moe. And let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, the tickets go to a girl. She had just called in. Her name is Yumi. We'll be calling her to get her last name. If you are listening now, keep your phone available. And thanks for listening. Everybody else, much appreciated. I got your name. I got your number. What I'll try to do, since we had such a big response to the calls, I'll see if we can get any of the rest of the callers a pair of tickets as well. Fingers crossed. We'll see. Thanks a lot for listening. So salacious. We got More Than Human up next with Gareth Moses. I'm sure he's got an amazing show as per usual. He does. We just found out he does. So you've been listening for the last 15 minutes to Slink's Shambhala mix from last year. Check it out. Rock on, Vancouver, and we will see you next Sunday.